My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Not a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's a good, I think that's a refreshing feeling that you get to sleep in or watch some of the other games before the Browns actually play. And then they get that big nationally televised audience for the 4:25 window. And so I can't wait to see what they look like. I can't wait to watch this game, and I hope that they can live up to expectations. So I want to talk about that. I also want to get into the quarterback play in the AFC North, Jeff, because I think it's going to make the year extremely interesting.
I think it'll be – it's a fascinating division when it comes to quarterback play. And our guy has to step up. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, Deshaun Watson has to step up. Lamar Jackson's the real deal. I mean, he's really good. And now he's different, but he's really good. And Joe Burrow's coming back from his injury. Joe's terrific. Joe's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So what has to happen? Your quarterback has to respond, and he has to be able to play. I also think Pittsburgh's situation is better than most people think it is. I know Russell Wilson didn't click with Denver and Sean Payton. He still threw 26 touchdowns and he had 8 interceptions last year. And put him with Mike Tomlin, put him with George Pickens. Let's see what that can what they might be able to do there. I would think Wilson's going to be better in Pittsburgh than he was in Denver. And that should be a concern.
But not as good as he was in Seattle.
Probably not.
All right, so this is a weird – just listen to the setup for a second, and then you'll – because it's interesting that you bring this up about the Steelers. Do you ever get that feeling like when you were a kid and you would you'd go to the counter maybe at a drugstore and you would look behind the person that was the cashier and there were always magazines there, but the magazines were kind of blocked out?
Yeah, and you weren't supposed to look at those. You were a kid.
Right, you with me on this, Dan? You know what I'm talking about, right? Like you know what I'm talking
about? Oh, that kind of stuff happened, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like I like peek behind where you're not supposed to, and I read SteelersDepot.com, which is kind of their
way to go, man.
That's their Sports Illustrated affiliate. Guess who they think when they were ranking the rooms for the quarterback? It's called ranking the rooms. Last year, going into the season, they thought the Browns were the worst quarterback room in the AFC North.
Yeah, they thought theirs is now. I'll bet.
They think theirs is now.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
And who do they think has the best?
Overall?
The AFC North, best quarterback room.
I would hope that they would say Cincinnati.
They said the Cleveland Browns. Josh Kearney wrote this story for Steelers Depot, which is, again, I think is affiliated with Sports Illustrated. But anyway, he said, after having the worst quarterback room in the AFC North last year in my series, the Cleveland Browns take a massive leap all the way to number one this summer due to the depth and experience in their room. Remember, this is about depth, not just about the starter in the room. Mm-hmm. So Cleveland brings back Deshaun Watson for year three. He's coming off major shoulder injury, but there is some concern there. He's also been rather disappointing and has been nowhere near worth the trade and the fully guaranteed contract the Browns did to land him. Okay. So in true Steelers form, he had to throw a couple digs in. I respect that. I have no problem with that.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. But this could be the year that Watson finally clicks in for Cleveland. Whoa. The talent is there, but the health has been an issue, and it's also been an adjustment to Kevin Stefanski's offense. After seeing Joe Flacco go on an absolute heater last season, leading the Browns to the playoffs, after Watson went down with season-ending shoulder problems, the Browns let the fan favorite walk in free agency. Instead of re-signing Flacco, landed with the Colts. The Browns added two veteran quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and then Tyler Huntley at the time, adding to their quarterback room. Oh, I wonder. And then he said, with second-year pro Dorian Thompson-Robinson behind Watson. Wow. Like, I don't know. Is he trying to suck me in to make me want to believe that? So no. On paper, he's saying the Browns have the best quarterback room in the AFC North.
Room is great. Room comes into play if your starter gets hurt. Where's our starter?
Third is pecking order?
Third, I don't know. Third, maybe fourth.
He needs to prove it. Like, to me, he's fourth
exactly.
Because he's got to prove it.
Well, I think he's Russell third. Wilson needs to prove it, too.
Yeah, I think he's better than Pittsburgh.
I think they're kind of tied, to be honest with you. Well, we haven't seen it from Deshaun. Russell Wilson played last year, threw 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's pretty good. I know it didn't work with Sean Payton, and they wanted him out of town fast, so much so that they're paying all of his salary. But let's see what he does. I think he'll be better in Pittsburgh than he was in Denver, and that should be a concern to Browns fans.
It's interesting how you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC North, and it's like, okay, are we going to sit here and have it? Are we having you can have a debate about the two teams that have a quarterback and whose quarterback is number one, or you could talk about the two teams that are waiting to see their quarterback emerge between us and the Steelers, right? It's the same kind of feeling there. So I look at the, you know, Joe Burrow versus Lamar Jackson, I think is a fascinating debate on who would you take as number
one. They're very different styles.
Right, which makes it more even more interesting.
Mm, true.
If you had to pick a quarterback, who are you picking?
Gosh.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's real tough because I have so much respect for Lamar Jackson and his abilities as a football player. I would probably take Joe Burrow. I think Joe's just a great passing quarterback. And this is a passing league.
I would take Lamar
Jackson. Lamar doesn't get enough credit for his passing.
No, here's the biggest reason. I'm taking Lamar because I know that he's had injuries too, but Joe hasn't played a full season in the NFL. Think about it. And, if you're looking at the big picture, would you rather have Lamar or would you rather have Joe? What I'd really like to have is a 100% healthy Deshaun Watson, I'll tell you that.
Well, that would work.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Greg Williams is going to join us at 12:20. I can't wait to hear from him coming up here in a little bit, too. Plus, I also want to talk about, did you see the former Indian get kicked out of the game last night? Did you see it? That's right, Indian. Former Indian that got kicked out of the game last night? If you didn't, we're talking about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.